Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Jane Steinberg.
Gene, Chris, Don, Kurt, Goggs, Tongue Twisters, we have a question from our forums at forum.theparacast.com that Chris is going to read from Randall Ufology, who's returned after somewhat of an absence, Chris.
Well, he's wondering, and I'm going to throw this out for everybody. Kurt, why don't you start? What sort of progress do you hope to see or happen over the next 20 years on the many subjects that we cover on the show? And which of these interest you the most?
UFOs are definitely top of my list. And as far as progress, well, get some of the sensational junk out of the way and to actually see that we're working more with qualified, trained scientific minds. You know, that's going to rule me out, you know, but I'm a big booster of things. But, you know, it's, eliminate some of this carnival and sideshow thing that is just polluted things. There are things out there. If nothing else, you know, there's always going to be something beyond our understanding, whether it's going to be, something physical, ideas. We have to keep pushing. And, I happen to think that there is something, behind all these UFO sightings. And it may be a small fraction, but that small fraction is worth pursuing. So, I want to see that. More work continue to that. We've been at about 70 years. Maybe we're getting closer. I hope so.
I think you're being, how would I put this politely? I think you're being, you're putting a positive spin on the time frame.
Well, maybe so. But just think, any other scientific exploration, any other field, some of this stuff's taken centuries. So, a few decades. This is important. It's worth pushing past these barriers.
What do you think, Goggs? Where are we going to be in 20 years?
A couple of things I would like to see in terms of maybe progress in the next 20 years. I wouldn't mind seeing some kind of Edward Snowden-esque WikiLeaks kind of leak of information, possibly to do with ufology.
Yeah,
maybe something like that could be interesting. Also, going back to something I mentioned earlier on, it would be great if our own public scientists could, make some kind of discovery to do with anti-gravity or faster than light travel, whatever, because then it might make the whole idea of UFOs, ET, whatever, far more palatable and acceptable to the mainstream. And, these things could really help us go forward into, for us, I'm talking about from a point of view where I think there is something going on. I don't know what it is, but I do think there are objects in the sky that are not built by us, and they've been built by somebody, and they're being controlled by somebody or something. And so I think those couple of things I've mentioned, if they were to happen in the next 20 years, we might actually get somewhere, especially in terms of getting the rest of the population. Yeah, I'm constantly amazed at how some people, they just really don't care they couldn't care less about UFOs. It never even enters their head to think about, to ponder whether any of the cases are real, whether they've been here. And some people, I wonder, the old landing in the White House lawn, I'm not sure. The people who care about Kim Kardashian, I don't think they would really pay it any notice at all. Going back quickly to the whole thing about, is there apathy towards UFOs? I think that's probably being wrongly reported by the same forces that control the slant of UFO reporting, in Fox, NBC, these kind of things. Because every time there's a poll of, say, like the American public, there's a large percentage of people who believe in extraterrestrial life, and a fair amount of them also believe that they've visited here and they believe in UFOs. So this doesn't really, there's a mismatch here with what the powers that be would have you believe, have us believe. The average person, a lot of the average person in the street is interested, but they don't really get to, and they don't get into a position where them caring means anything.
What about you, Don?
Well, the next 20 years, and I'm thinking about the Apollo program back in the 60s. Now, at that period of time, there were a lot of terrible, horrible things that were going on. There were race riots in the city. There were the war was going on in Vietnam. But the Apollo program gave the not only the American public, but the world, something to look up and marvel at.
Yeah, good point.
And right now, in many ways, we're dealing with exactly the same set of situations that were ongoing in the 60s. My point being, we need something to galvanize not only the American people, but the people of the world. And, you know, automatically my mind goes to a joint manned mission to Mars. There are a tremendous amount of questions that are still awaiting us to be answered up in the sky, and Mars would seem to be the next place for a human mission to go for exploration's sake and scientific sake. And I would love to see something like that happen. Will it happen? Right now, guys, I really got to tell you, I'm pessimistic about it.
Now, the thing that bothers me, Don, is the fact that we could land humans on the moon in 1969 with that technology. And right now, 2015, we have amazing computers. We have a personal computer in your hand with an iPhone or a Samsung Galaxy. We have an Apple Watch. We all have all this stuff. We've certainly learned more about propulsion, about rockets. And we have to wait, what, another 20 years to go to Mars? That's absurd.
See, you see, here's the thing, Gene. And I was getting to this point. We have absolutely no conception of what the cutting edge is. If you for one second think that what we see flying in the sky right now is all we have, then I think we are all sadly mistaken. I am convinced that the black programs that we know are ongoing all the time, sucking up billions of dollars,
trillions,
that they have something there pretty doggone hot, okay, that they're keeping under wraps. And that offends me.
Yeah. Hear, hear.
Well, that explains why we should have no problem getting someone to Mars in a couple of years.
Well, the question is, okay, when would any of this technology be presented to the world at large or the American people? Okay. And if you know, hindsight is 20/20, and if hindsight is any indication, I don't for a second think these guys are going to display anything.
Until hell freezes over.
Exactly.
Which means we're still reliant on chemical rockets, and which that technology hasn't advanced. It can't advance really enough to make the logistics of how sending something to another planetary body, it's all about the weight, it's all about the fuel. And if the black programs that may have some other propulsion up their sleeve, if we're not going to find out about that, then any public NASA mission or whatever to Mars is still dependent on the same technology that took us to the moon. And that's quite difficult, or it's going to be costly. It certainly hasn't, like, advanced too much.
But yeah, and that's almost been a half century ago. Yeah. For all intents and purposes, it's been 50 years.
Don and Kurt, and Goggs and Gene and Chris, you're in
the Paracast.
Neighbors, are you tired of dealing with a slow web hosting provider? Well, check out A2 Hosting and their screaming fast WIFT server platform. They even have SSDs that load pages 300% faster than the competition. Ready to give your site a speed boost? Well, tell you what, neighbors, head on over to a2hosting.com. That's A2, that's number 2, a2hosting.com. Check out their Prime Hosting account. And get this, neighbors, they're even giving you an exclusive 25% off discount for all our listeners. 25%. And remember, their Guru Crew support team is standing by 24/7, 365 days a year to answer any of your questions. Now, to get the discount, use the coupon code GENE when you check out.
Hi, Peter Porcaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. ParanormalDate.com. And use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey, neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. And ExtendoVite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExtendoVite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking ExtendoVite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed the results I have with your product. I've suffered with bouts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up the 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
It's Shop Talk, Listener Roundtable, call it what you will. We have Don Ecker, Dark Matters Radio Show, Kurt Collins, and Goggs Mackay with Gene and Chris. Don, you had a comment.
Yeah, this is one of the conundrums that there seems to be absolutely no way of breaking out of. You know the famous story about Alexander the Great, when he was presented with the Gordian knot, that anybody that could untie that knot would become king or emperor. And he took a look at the knot and he said, the heck with this, pulled out his sword and cut it off. That's exactly what we need when we're talking about these hidden technologies that I am convinced that are available. But what they're doing with it, hey, for all we know, and of course this is speculation, but they have their own private, they being the powers that be, have their own private space fleet doing God knows what. Okay? And, you know, hey, when you look at something as marvelous as the SR-71 airplane, that still today, okay, when flying, can break any speed record in the world, is technology over 60 years old. So if you think that's cutting edge, oh boy, I'll let you get back to your correspondence with the Tooth Fairy.
Yeah.
Because, you know, this is ludicrous to believe that we haven't made huge advances that are totally top secret. And I resent that it's not being made available to things like the space program.
Yeah, I mean, if there's still a requirement, an official requirement for places like Area 51 to be top secret, protected like they are, that kind of indicates that they're still doing things that, you know, nobody knows about. Because the last thing that we know for sure that they did was things like the F-117 or U-2 spy plane, SR-71, as Don just mentioned. So these things are known about. They're kind of pretty well in the past. So what's been going on the last 10, 20 years just at a place like Area 51 where we know the large aerospace companies like Lockheed Martin, they're very active there. So what have they been up to? What have they been spending billions, trillions of dollars on? Yeah, there has to be stuff there. And sometimes I just wish there could be like a grassroots revolution of, like, you know, half the population of Las Vegas march out to Area 51 and say, no, we are paying for this.
Yeah.
We're fed up of the secrecy. How do we know you are using our money correctly?
Right.
You know, et cetera. And what are they going to do? The camo dudes can't take them all out.
Man as hell, we're not going to take it anymore. I think the SR... Doesn't the SR-71 still hold the airspeed record?
Yep.
What's wrong with that picture, Don?
Well, you know, now, a few years ago, where I live here in Southern California, we used to routinely get bombarded when the space shuttle would come back in. And, you know, after it had been in an orbit and it would land at Edwards or wherever the heck it was going, and we'd hear that thing come in with tremendous sonic booms over the mountains that are to the north of me. Well, something else also came in that I used to see occasionally, and it was the unknown object that had like a donut on a rope contrail. You know what I'm talking about?
Supposedly the Aurora.
Yeah, well, that was the publicly used name for that thing. But allegedly, and I can't prove this, but this is what they were saying, this thing could get to any point on the planet in under an hour.
Some kind of propulsion. Was it pulsed?
Yes.
That's why it was the...
Yes. It could be launched or take off, and it could leave here from California and, for example, could go up to suborbital space and come down, for example, in Australia in under an hour. Now, think about that, okay? That's the kind of technology we're talking about. And of course, it was denied routinely by the U.S. Air Force. But are we really taking them at their word? I'm not.
Could all these mystery booms be some kind of audible evidence of high Mach speed aircraft in the high atmosphere. Obviously, if they're going crazy speeds, it's quite possible they could be creating these kind of booms all around the world.
Absolutely. Absolutely, yes. It could be. That's as good an explanation, Gogs, as anything I've heard.
Hey, Chris, can you give us an update on Ray Stanford? Because he supposedly got some interesting work to do with propulsion, what he has analyzed from some photos. Have you heard anything?
Yeah, actually, I have a call with Ray later on today. I haven't spoke with him in about a month. I think, I probably shouldn't be saying this on the air, and I'll probably get in trouble, but a principal in the European Space Agency just paid a visit to him, and he's quietly going about kind of, you know, how would I put this, sort of educating academics, educating scientists about his work, number one, introducing them to his work, and then educating them about how his analytical process is being actualized with that work. And I think his near-term goal is to go ahead and be invited to the Goddard Space Flight Center and present this work to the top echelons of our space program. You know, Ray, he doesn't have many years left, I'm sure. I mean, the guy's in his early to mid-70s. So, you know, I really do feel he has a kind of a light under his tail, and I've been dogging him for so many years. I just, you know, the ball's in his court. There's really nobody is going to make Ray do anything that he doesn't want to do. So I'm just being a cheerleader, trying to give him as much support as a friend, to cut to the chase, to take that 14-hour presentation and make it into a hard-hitting 90 minutes, hour, 15 minutes. He needs to really distill his analytical process down to a point where he can go in and slam dunk any academic, any scientist, especially those who are up to speed in optical physics and the types of phenomena in the arena that he's dealing with. And he's I've really taken a step back in terms of presenting Ray and talking about Ray. Ray's the only guy that is going to be able to represent his work in the way that it needs to, you know, be presented to have a real positive impact. And I think he needs to shoot to the top and let it filter down, sort of kind of Reagan trickle economics in terms of, you know, his analytical process. And I think that's a really smart approach.
Okay, we have trickle-down ufology, folks. Let's do our break with Gene, Chris, Don, Kurt, and Gox. You're in
the Paracast.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Now, a twice as nice twin kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals twin kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price, $89.95. But now Complete H2O Minerals is offering the twin kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of ionic silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
You are an individual with your own thoughts, decisions, and actions. So why should you be penalized for not enrolling in the subpar health insurance mandated by the government when you can be truly independent with Liberty HealthShare, a bold, innovative alternative allowing you to take back control and make your own decisions about your health care? Mention this ad when you call to learn more. 800-714-6993. That's 800-714-6993. Liberty HealthShare. Together, we are one.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. Simply Safe Home Security. Simply Safe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimplySafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimplySafeDefense.com. SimplySafeDefense.com.
Okay, honey, I have to ask, and be honest here. Have you been taking a little blue pill? Because things have been pretty good in the bedroom lately.
No, I swear.
You didn't pick anything up at the Pharmacia last month in Cancun?
No.
Well, something's different.
I have been taking that heart and body extract you bought me.
But that's for your heart and to control your cholesterol.
Well, I read HB extract also promotes healthy prostate function.
I never guessed it would work this well, but...
But you're glad it did.
Oh, yeah.
Heart and body extract is a 100% organic formula that promotes a strong heart, healthy arterial flow, better circulation, improves erectile and prostate gland function, and provides youthful energy, strength, and stamina. Find out more at heartandbodyextract.com. Heart and Body Extract paired with healthy heart choices is a winning combination. Call toll-free to order or for free information. 1-866-295-5305. 1-866-295-5305.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Tracy Torme, screenwriter, producer. You're listening to Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Don't forget, we have a second radio show called After the Paracast. You'll learn more if you check out plus.theparacast.com, plus.theparacast.com. We also offer an ad-free version of this show and other goodies. This is a combination listener roundtable and Shop Talk episode with Don Ecker of the Dark Matters radio show. Nothing to do with the Dark Matter TV show from Sci-Fi or anything else. Kurt Collins, Gogs McKay, we've got some questions from listeners in our remaining two segments. Chris?
Here's a question from a longtime listener, Dave M. Dang, Gene, he joined in 2007. My goodness, he's one of our longest posters.
One long post that's been around for 8 years.
Well, longest surviving posters, I should say.
That has a dangerous feel to it.
2007.
Well, true. Don, you present company excluded, obviously.
Obviously.
That's 2 years longer than me. Anyway, his question is, and this is a good one, some UFO/paranormal writers and presenters seem to be making a decent living from these fields. Greer, Moulton Howe, Dolan, Masson come to mind. Are these people just harder working than the rest of us, or are they just better schemers?
I'll start. Well, you know, some of those people sound like cult leaders to me, so they obviously have built a following. I think also that some of them are actually in the business of being crowd pleasers and telling mm-hmm. people what they want to hear and really not. You know, I could name a couple of those names in particular, but they court their followers, and if someone wants to know about old Billy Meyer, for example, you know, they don't want to knock anybody's story, and they want to, everything is possible. And I think there's just too much courting fantasy in that. And so that's my negative answer on that.
How about you, Gogs?
I fully echo what Kurt just said. that it, to me, the reason that they may be making a living more than most other writers of these subjects, because instead of just writing what they believe to be true or what they can prove or what they've researched, they try to be all things to all people. And that is, in a way, a kind of scattergun approach. They're going to get, if you kind of go with every idea that's out there, if you don't dismiss any case and stuff like that, well, then you're going to be talking about what someone is into and his mate, which may be different because you're supporting it all instead of getting, you know, separating the wheat from the chaff. So possibly the reason is that they're trying to appeal to everyone, deliberately doing it because it's almost a job to them. It's not a passion. It's not about, I must find out what's going on here. It is a job. It's the lecture tour circuit. I'm not saying they're all guilty of this. Greer, yes, I've said for a long time, I think he has a kind of messiah personality complex. I think he is a kind of leader of the cult, even if he's, you know, not hidden away in some compound. And
you're being kind, Gog.
Yes, and all this stuff. But, you know, the fact that he sets himself up as somebody who can teach someone else to be a galactic ambassador and charge you, I don't know, $5,000 to join him in a field and flash lasers, lights up at the stars, and just the way he talks, you know, he'll drop names like the best of them, like, yes, like I was saying to the, you know, chief of the defense staff, or, you know, when I briefed such and such a person, and some of these people have come back and said, no, you didn't, you just happened to be sitting next to me at some dinner function. And he's a con artist of the finest caliber, because there are people who support him. I think I was just saying about some people in the field, the ones who seem to be successful, that they are trying to please all people and all things. And as Kurt just mentioned when we were off here for a second, that we're not hitting on the average, you know, author, researcher who's trying to honestly research this topic and make a bit of money off it. Everyone's got to eat and pay rent or whatever, so yeah, we're certainly not saying there's anything wrong with making money off it. If you can, that's brilliant, but from what I hear, the vast majority don't, and they need day jobs and, you know, whatever. There's very few people getting rich off of UFOs.
And those that are, be aware.
Yes, mostly.
Well, here's another question. This one comes from Angelo, Angela Lauren, is one of our moderators here at forum.theparacast.com, where you, the listener, can post questions of our guests. And he wants to know what your families think about your interest in this subject and what draws you to the subject. And his second question is, why do you think there's so much infighting?
You sure we can answer all these two questions in the next 15 minutes?
Well, yeah, that's a bit of a stretch. His follow-up is what can we do to keep harmony amongst these divergent viewpoints in the field?
Let me answer that one, because I haven't really answered any questions here today. My answer to the last part is don't say anything, because as soon as you open your mouth, someone will disagree with you. As far as family concerns, my wife is interested in the subject but doesn't read UFO books. She actually saw something weird once or twice in her life. My son Grayson read one UFO book in his entire life. It was something written by Kurt Southerly, who is someone who's been on the show before, a UFO investigator and journalist from Pennsylvania. So that's my family. My late brother Wally, if you look up Wallace Herbert Steinberg on Google, you'll find out who he was. He got me interested in UFOs in the first place by leaving a copy of one of Major Keogh's books on his coffee table. in his apartment back in Brooklyn, New York, many thousands of years ago. So that's it about the family. I don't think he took it seriously, though. I think he did that as kind of a joke. So, Chris, we'll ask you, how about your family?
Well, I don't really have much family left. I mean, I lost my brother, who was really interested in all these subjects and was quite integral in my process. But, you know, he didn't go the extra mile. He didn't do the research. He didn't do the writing, that sort of thing. But, boy, when I needed somebody there to go out on an investigation, he was always there. His dog, Cato, was one of my primary field investigators for the unexplained livestock death phenomenon. But, you know, my dad, as soon as he knew I was getting involved in this kind of, you know, with both feet, he backtracked on a story that he told us about being in the Coast Guard in Puget Sound in 1946 and 47 and observing on their brand new radar unit on their Coast Guard cutter objects going in and out of the Straits of Juan de Fuca in Puget Sound. He totally denied he ever, well, he didn't really deny it. He just would not answer the question when I asked him about it years later. So, you know, I mean, I've always been the odd duck, and that's okay. You know, it's a tough job. Somebody has got to do it. And I don't really, to be honest with you, family members, friends, people that know me over the years, they all accept me for who I am. They don't judge me. They know I'm a pretty intelligent guy, that I don't squander my time unnecessarily on intellectual pursuits. So I've never really had any sort of issues about that. A couple of girlfriends have sort of looked at me askance and said, well, do you think you could maybe be a little bit more productive with that time? Come up with some great theory that's going to blast this thing wide open? And like, yeah, maybe in a perfect world.
In a perfect world, let's break. Chris O'Brien, Gene Steinberg, Don Ecker, Kirk Collins, Gogs Mackay, you're in
the Paracast.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Graphic Converter is the image manipulation tool for the rest of us. It does not use any database. You get full control of all your files. Want to view the images of a folder? Drag it into Graphic Converter and a powerful browser opens up to show your image files. You could use it for slideshows. You could use it to import images from digital cameras or from scanners. Need to do some image editing? You can do that too in Graphic Converter. Also, print catalogs. Convert from so many formats, I can't even list them. Download now to see if Graphic Converter is good for you, like 1.5 million other users. Guess what? You could save money when you buy Graphic Converter. Use the coupon code Night Owl. Use the coupon code Night Owl to get a special price for Graphic Converter. Go to LemkeSoft.com. That's LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com.
Would you like to use your IRA funds to buy precious metals and hold them at home? Are you wary of the stock market, paper gold, or faraway depositories? With a checkbook IRA, you may legally take custody of IRA-owned gold and silver. Call today and learn how IRA owners in all 50 states have already taken control. Call 844-MY-GOLD-2. That's the number 2. 844-MY-GOLD-2.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one makes powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi, it's Grant Cameron from PresidentialUFO.com. You're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
So, we've been asking about one's family reaction to the interest in UFOs. I answered, Chris O'Brien answered. We've got Gogs Mackay, we have Kurt Collins, we have Don Eckert. Now, Don, of course, we know that your wife, Vicki, works with you on UFOs. What else can you tell us about families?
Well, she doesn't anymore. As a matter of fact, often she will chide me for still being interested in the topic. And as I've told her many times, I said, look, I got sick of dealing with all the wackadoos in the field, but that has never tempered how I feel about the topic itself. Hey, I had a couple of sightings of something. They have stuck in my mind forever. So, yeah, I am still fascinated by the real material surrounding this subject. It's just, you know, it's kind of like religion. The whole idea of a supreme deity is a great idea. It's just when people get involved that everything gets fouled up. The same thing with the UFO topic. It's a fascinating topic. It's just when you have all these peripheral elements polluting the swimming pool that it gets messy. So there you go.
Kurt, you're next.
I didn't really make my interest public. But eventually the family found out. You know, my wife knew, but, you know, my sisters didn't. And Their opinion initially was kind of colored by this stuff that Don was talking about. They basically, you know, knew UFOs from the media and the kind of ridiculous treatment it gets in the news. And so they said, well, you're interested in this UFO stuff. And they meant that in the worst way, you know, the junk. So, you know, after explaining it to them, they understood better. They read a little bit of my work, but it's still weird to them. And these are weird girls, so, you know, they have some nutty interests of their own. So it wasn't something that was easily accepted, but I wouldn't say it caused any friction in the family.
Goggs.
As far as I know, I'm the only person in my kind of immediate family or even a bit more extended that's interested in this topic. None of them think I'm strange for being interested. They're quite supportive in their own way, but I know they're not very interested. You know, you try to explain something and they pay attention for 10 seconds and then the eyes glaze over and whatever. Some friends I know are kind of moderately interested, and every now and then I'll get a text message because somebody's just saw something on the Discovery Channel and they'll ask my opinion, because to these people, I'd be known as the guy who's most likely to know about these kind of topics. So some people come to me kind of for verification of some sort of, is this true? Do you think this, whatever? But I've never, ever encountered anything negative. No one has ever gave me the idea that they thought I was, you know, an idiot for wasting time in this topic. And there's no one in the world that I would be hesitant to admit this to, because if anyone had anything kind of negative to say, I'll just ask them the classic question, you know, well, what research have you done? And that would probably just shoot them down, if not all the better, because then they can tell us why they think what they think. I'm quite happy talking to the skeptical viewpoint. But no, I've never come across a negative attitude, just people being disinterested.
The subject of why there's so much infighting in the UFO field will consume several episodes. And maybe we'll get into some of that, Chris and I, when we do this week's episode of After the Paracast. But I think anytime you have a subject that's controversial, that's polarizing, people will disagree. And the other thing is that people who can speak up anonymously or from the sanctity of their keyboards, mm-hmm, or touch screens will be more apt to be more emotional in the way they treat others, because they feel there's nobody there who's going to fight back. You know, if you're just writing something down and it goes out online, there are no consequences. Of course there are, but that's the illusion anyway. What do you think, Kurt, because you've seen so much of it yourself, about the infighting? We're stuck with it, aren't we?
Well, I think so, but, you know, first of all, let's not pretend that this is something unique to UFOs. I mean, sure, what you said earlier is absolutely true, and some of the most vicious fights are, you know, some of it is really a territorial issue. And, you know, the people have been at it a while can go back and look at the feud between, you know, APRO and MUFON. And, you know, it was like, you know, hey, you're stealing my members, or you're encroaching on a case that we're studying. And, you know, it's things like that. It's a matter of also the material. The good cases are really rare. You know, they want to take possession of them, and they don't want to share. So some of it is really a matter of jealousy, I think.
Yeah, proprietary issues.
One of the questions was mentioning how we could try and keep the forum more harmonious. And I've always said that I realize there's a reason why some people don't want to give their real name or whatever when they're taking part in a forum on this kind of topic. But I know it won't happen, but I just know that the forum would be far more harmonious if people had to use their real name and maybe a picture and stuff. Because if we, all these people that are fighting in the forum, if we had them in the same room, I doubt they'd be so much bravado on the go.
Yeah.
Well, I have to say this without mentioning names, and we're not going to do that. Some of those forum members who have been involved in some of the fights, infighting, use their names. It doesn't make a difference. Don?
It's one of those topics that absolutely has no verifiable solution. So what you're dealing with, for the most part, as a rule, is people's opinion. And as we all know, especially when you're talking about a field like this, you have a lot of people with a lot of strong opinions. Conflict is, unfortunately, inevitable. So, you know, over the years, I got to tell you, I've kind of learned to somewhat hold my peace. If I see somebody that's really talking a lot of foolishness, these days, more often than not, I'll just hold my own counsel. But there's really, guys, there's not a heck of a lot you can do about it. It's going to happen, and you either get on with it or, you know, you get away from it. It's pretty simple, as far as I'm concerned.
There you go, folks. No resolution, but maybe we can figure out how to respond to the question, can't we all get along? That's it, folks. Don Ecker, can you tell our listeners where we can find more of the stuff that you do?
Absolutely. I have a fairly large Facebook presence. Up on Facebook also is the Dark Matters Radio and Don Ecker fan page. Dark Matters Radio is run Monday through Friday on CyberStation USA out of Boston, Mass. And, you know, just plug DMR or Dark Matters Radio into any search engine, and you'll find out our archives are very extensive, going back literally years, and we'll see you on the radio.
Kurt Collins, can you tell our listeners where we can find more of your stuff?
Lots of articles and research on the Cash Landrum case at blueblurrylines.com.
Goggs, you don't have a blog yet, do you?
No, and I probably never will, but as always, I'm very approachable on the forums.
At forum.theparacast.com. Let me tell you how to find us. On Twitter, we are The Paracast with a T-H-E. Look for The Paracast on Twitter. Look for two Paracast fan clubs on Facebook. We can't get rid of one of them because we lose its content. So pick the fan club you like and relax and enjoy. We also offer a special version of the show free of network ads with higher quality audio. To find out more, you want to check out The Paracast Plus at plus.theparacast.com, plus.theparacast.com. We also give you, for your subscription after The Paracast, our second radio show, special interviews, sometimes exclusive interviews. Sometimes we just do color commentary. Sometimes it's shop talk. It's a little mixture of everything for 25 or 35 minutes. After The Paracast, to members of The Paracast Plus, more features coming. If you subscribe for 1 year or 5 years, you get a copy of Chris O'Brien's Stalking the Tricksters. It's a great book, and this offer is limited. Go to plus.theparacast.com. Don Ecker, Kurt Collins, Goggs McKay, thanks for joining us on The Paracast.
And thank you.
Thank you.
The Paracast, featuring Gene Steinberg and Christopher O'Brien, is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible, Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in The Paracast.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on the special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
First game Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there's The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, Rockoids.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.